The American flag now flies over the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. This particular flag had been brought back to Washington for safekeeping at the State Department in 1989 when U.S. diplomats left Afghanistan. Another flag has gone up at the U.S. Marine base outside Kandahar. It's a huge banner that once flew over the World Trade Center recovery site in New York. Whitney Smith is the director of the Flag Research Center in Winchester, Massachusetts. He told us the first known flags date from 5,000 years ago, and few countries in history can rival Afghanistan for sheer volume.
Afghanistan in the 20th century had more national flags than any other country, 17 in all.
17 in one century. Is there a flag that Afghanistan can now go back to using, do you think? Have you heard about this?
I presume it's very difficult to get through to anyone who really knows. I presume that they will be using the one that had been used when Afghanistan was a kingdom, since Zahir Shah is going to be involved in the new government, at least as a titular figure. So that dates back to 73 when he was overthrown.
The former king.
Right.
Now, this would be the one with a green band at the top and a white band in the middle and a black band at the bottom?
No. That's the Northern Alliance flag. This one is vertical stripes, not horizontal. It is black, red, and green from hoist to fly, and has the emblem in the center. In the street, the flag is used just as a tricolor, but the official ones would have the emblem in the center.
The reference work I'm looking at is dated 1998, so that would be the Northern Alliance.
Right.
What about the Taliban regime? Did they have a flag?
Yes. The Taliban used a white background for their flag, and then the inscription in the center was the same as the one on the Saudi national flag. In Arabic, it was the Shahada, or testimony, of the Islamic faith.
And was it used quite widely throughout the country?
Well, it's very difficult without having been there personally. Many of the private individuals flew a plain white flag, obviously easier to make, less expensive to buy than one with the Shahada printed on it.
And that would sort of mean Taliban.
Right.
I tend to think of flags being used as banners at the head of a column of troops going into battle. Have they always been made from cloth so they would wave in the breeze?
No. The cloth flag is, by and large, an invention of the first millennium. There were cloth flags in China because of the use of silk, but the essential impulse in many societies was what is called either a vexilloid or standard, consisting of a pole with a carved emblem at the top. The flag came later.
And what used to be on the top of these poles?
It depended on the society. In Aztec society, you had feathers associated with some kind of sacred myth. In Genghis Khan's forces, it was the tail of a tiger. In the Europe of the first centuries of the Common Era, you had a dragon standard, the head of a dragon with a silk body that flew out behind it, and many other examples in use in different societies.
Dr. Smith, thank you for helping us with this. I have one more question for you. What do you call a flag specialist?
A vexillologist. The word comes from the Latin vexillum, which means flag, so someone who studies it is a vexillologist, or someone who collects flags is a vexillophile.
Well, thank you for talking with us.
Not at all. Thanks for the opportunity.
Whitney Smith is the director of the Flag Research Center and author of Flag Lore of All Nations.